USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions in the Midwest and the Northeast set to deal with another winter storm. A snow alert is going into effect across New York, and Department of Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they're ready to go, stocked with some 700 million pounds of salt.
New Yorkers may have gotten out of the habit of dealing with snow this winter, but the Sanitation Department hasn't. We are fully prepared for whatever Mother Nature sends our way.
It's a part of the same system that smacked California with snow and blizzard conditions in some areas. One tornado fatality has been confirmed in far western Oklahoma.
At this point, I believe we've got 5 houses that are total losses.
Levi Blackketter with the Roger Mills County Emergency Management Office says 3 people were injured as a result of Sunday night's tornadoes. The House Select Committee on China holding its first hearing tomorrow amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The hearing comes amid fallout over the Chinese surveillance balloon that flew across the U.S. and concerns China could send lethal aid to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. Amidst all this, there have been multiple reports appearing to validate earlier assertions about how COVID may have originated from a lab leak in China. The White House says no one really knows.
When it comes to the origins of COVID-19,
there is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started.
That's National Security Spokesman John Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority, and he's got a whole of government effort designed to do that.
I'm John Schaefer.
Fox Corporation Chairman Rupert Murdoch is acknowledging that some Fox News hosts endorsed what he calls false claims to the 2020 election being stolen. He admitted that in hindsight, he would have liked the network to be stronger in denouncing those claims. This is USA News.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear arguments this week on President Biden's plan to forgive an estimated $400 billion in student loan debt. 2024 presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy shared his thoughts on the case.
So look, the legal issue is to one side, and I do expect the Supreme Court to rule against the Biden administration here on good grounds because this is an abuse of executive authority.
Biden's plan has been blocked by several legal challenges, stopping the government from canceling debt for the 26 million borrowers who have applied for relief since the program was rolled out in August. Saudi Arabia is now providing critical aid to Ukraine as its war with Russia drags on. John Kirby with the White House National Security Council said it's an important step.
The Saudis and Ukrainians formalized arrangements for the delivery of $400 million in assistance, including generators and badly needed energy products and supplies.
Saudi Arabian officials met with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv over the weekend and discussed aid to help the country recover from Russia's attacks on its energy infrastructure. The jury in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial will visit the scene of the crime. The judge made his ruling earlier today against prosecution objections for the jury of 12 to visit the South Carolina estate where Murdaugh's wife and son were shot dead.
The court will allow a jury view.
Court insiders speculate it could happen Tuesday with closing arguments on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.